lost control of the puck. Malcolm Gould slides down from the middle of the slot and pumps it home.
Negating the icing will be L'Esperance. Good hustle down there. He'll take a hit. Moves the puck along there for C.J. Eich, who goes back into the corner. Eich trying to bring it to the front of the goal. He did! There's a shot! Score! Malcolm Gould with the goal! Gives the Huskies their first lead of the game of the weekend in the game. 10-51 remaining here in the first period.
Nice job, Joel L'Esperance, C.J. Eich. I love the way C.J. Eich reversed his flow and went back down to the corner there.
Well, we talked about a lot about that, how they play man-to-man. So if you get isolated with a guy, a lot of times you want to pivot off him or, you know, lean into him and then pivot off the other way and reverse the flow. And he did a real nice job there. But it all started, again, good forecheck, Joel L'Esperance getting in there, being physical. And it's interesting. We had a couple goals this weekend where we didn't have our regular line per se. Like, you know, Lucchini was with Patan and Gould for the first goal on Friday night. And here you have Gould with L'Esperance and C.J. Eich because of some changes that the players made, some line changes, you know, during the game. So, but big goal, Malcolm Gould. You know, he hasn't scored for a while, so I thought that was a huge goal. And he just sort of came off the bench, so he sort of got lost there. No one picked him up, and he came right down the slot. The puck came right to him, and obviously that was a huge goal and a good start. We talked about playing with the lead on Saturday. We didn't have the lead at all Friday. We kept playing from behind and used a lot of energy coming back. So I thought it was really important that we got off to a good start and got the lead.
I wanted to ask you about a non-scoring play that I think happened in the first period on Saturday night when Hunter Brinker came down on the right side. And we didn't – he hit the post, I think, on that one.
Yeah,
too.
It took a wide shot. We a little bit of a blown coverage in our neutral zone. Usually we have a winger on that side that will – you know, that's his check, that's his man there, and then our defenseman should have came over and taken the gap away a little bit more too. So just a little bit of a blown coverage on one of the new guys we sort of put in the lineup, hasn't played for a while. So you're going to have some mistakes, and like I said, we'll give you that shot. That was a wide angle shot from quite a ways out, so he did catch a piece of the post, but Jake Lucchini rang one right off the crossbar from the slot too. So we had some great opportunities in that game. We could have scored 5 goals in that first period, you know, and we just couldn't sneak one past Polakowski. He was really good.
C.J. Eich, Joel L'Esperance get the assist on Malcolm Gould's 7th of the season. I think that stopped a pretty long scoring drought for Malcolm this weekend with that goal. I don't know if he had 10 or 11 games he said he hadn't scored in.
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't even I knew it was here's the deal on that. You know, it's been a while, but you don't want to keep pounding at home to him because it just gets worse and worse and worse. I'm one of those guys, Dirk, and you know this about me, that you can't change the past. We can't go back and give him those opportunities again in those games and add some goals. It's all about the future and your next game and your next shift. And we've been, I think, real positive with Malcolm in that way. You know, we want him to work hard first. You know, the goals will come, but it's got to start with that base. There's got to be a base, just like when you build your house, the foundation. You have to have that strong foundation, and then you build up from there. And then, you know, eventually, along the way, he's going to get his goals. So I thought Malcolm played much better, just an overall game, you know, getting his hands greasy, getting a little more dirty, and consequently, you know, you get to some areas where you can score, and he did, and good for him, and we're going to need him going forward.
So has that always been Malcolm's kind of Achilles heel? It's just the, I don't want to say the work ethic, but just, getting dirty. Has that been part of his career? Has that been a tough thing?
Well, I think there's you know, each player, you have your strengths and weaknesses, and I won't even call them weaknesses, but things you need to improve on. It might not be a weakness, but something, you know, you can get better at. And, you know, I think the way the game's going, it's hard to score goals. You know, you're going to have to be a plus player. You're going to have to be a positive player. You know, you're going to have to get into some areas to score some goals. You know, the perimeter, it's hard to score from the perimeter now. You know, look where all our goals came from this weekend and where we were. You know, you got to get to an area, and sometimes you got to pay the price, and you got to get there first. You got to mentally and then physically you have to get there. And I think Malcolm's worked really hard on that, and obviously he's in a spot where you got to go to score goals. And when you get there, you're going to have some opportunities. And he's the kind of guy, he can score when he gets chances.
Alex Batan also can score when he gets chances. After the first period, we outshot them 10-8. We go to the second period. And at the 15:51 mark, a big goal by Alex Batan, his 12th of the season, second of the weekend. Malcolm Gould with a pass. I don't know how he did it, but he did, and here it was.
Well, good opportunity there by Alex Batan and Stamen and Lucchini. And Stamen will bring it across the line again. Here's Malcolm Gould. Passed over. Shot! And a goal! What a beauty by the Huskies! Gould over to Alex Batan. And Michigan Tech gets a 2-0 lead on a pretty play with 4:09 left to go in the second period.
You know, I watched that replay, Coach, dozens of times, I think, just trying to figure out what Gould was seen over there, that he was so confident that was going to be a good pass, and it was just perfect.
It was perfect, and good play in the neutral zone. We turned the puck over. We transitioned well. Dylan Stamen made a real nice play, drove the middle, and laid it to the outside to Malcolm. And I thought he's going to go back to Dylan because Dylan's wide open. He sort of beats his guy going hard to the net through the middle, and I thought he'd do one of two things, shoot it and or hit Stamen. I mean, I had no idea that he would make that play to Patan, and most guys can't make that play, and that's the it factor that Malcolm has. And then Alex makes no mistake. I mean, and the goalie had to go a long way. He had no chance on that. And I will say this about all our goals. I thought we scored really good goals this weekend. There was no cheap ones.
That's
per
what
se.
I said too,
so
yeah.
We had to earn them. And in series and games like this, you have to earn your goals. And I thought we did a real good job getting to the net. No, we didn't create a lot in that second period. You know, we only had 11. Get this, Dirk, 11 attempted shots on goal. Wow. So there wasn't much going on. They only had 18, so it was there wasn't a lot going on that period. Two teams checking pretty hard, and not a lot of scoring chances. So I thought that was a huge goal. Gives a little bit of cushion going into the third period.
Contrary to the first period where, boy, Baltus had that chance
had two
there
or three,
at the
doorstep. We had, 10 shots on goal in the first. We had 11 attempted shots on goal in the second. So quite a contrast.
So we're up 2-0 after the second period. Shots 8-4 in favor of Minnesota State in the second period, but we do score that goal. Alex Patan from Malcolm Gould and Dylan Stamen at the 15:51 mark. We go to the third period, and Chandler Madry of the Mavericks, who did not play on Friday night, gets a rebound off a Flanagan shot. This one goes in at the 4:46 mark. This gets Minnesota State back in the game.
Play now back around to the right side corner by the Zamboni door. Shot towards the net. Tipped in front, goes back to the point. Flanagan going to tee it up, and he holds on to it. Too many men in front. Now he shoots, save, rebound, they score!
So the goal rebounded in by Chandler Madry, and nothing Jamie could do after that initial save, right, Coach?
Well, no. I mean, a rebound came right out to one of their players right on his stick, and he's all alone there. But we were a little soft on our defensive zone coverage there. Went to the point, and we had a couple guys almost go out to him, and we gave him way too much time. And I think one of them was one of our defensemen was out on the our defensive blue line, and I told him, if you get out that far, you got to continue to go, and then the other players will read off you and pick up your man for you. And we did, and we just both froze for a little bit, our forward and our defenseman, instead of going out and trying to block that shot, and got through, and then the rebound, and they had us outnumbered in front of the net, so we couldn't box everybody out.
Yeah, I was just watching the replay, and I see what you're talking about. And Flanagan did a good job of kind of keeping things moving. So
well, but we should have attacked him. Yeah. We didn't attack there. We didn't take his time and space away. When you give players time and space and room, you give them an opportunity to make a good play.
So that made it 2-1, and now we're waiting to see how the Huskies are going to respond, and they did a great job. They get the very important third goal, and it was Alex Patan on another beauty.
Another shot, save made there. Huskies with control. They've got the Mavericks back up against the ropes now again. Roy will slide it over for Hannah. Hannah able to get it down for Gould in front. There's a shot, scores! Alex Patan with the goal! And the Huskies go up by 2. 7:45 remaining in the third period. 3-1 Michigan Tech.
That one is the one I just can't figure out how Malcolm Gould knew exactly where Alex Patan was, or if he did, but it was just a pretty play. No, it was.
Yeah, and I think one of the, as your comment on the playback there, you can tell we had him on the ropes. We had another real good shift going on in the zone, and what happened here is Shane Hannum made a real nice shot. We'd showed video that how they front the Minnesota State defensemen front our forwards in the Minnesota State defensive zone. By that, I mean they play the pucks out at the point. They'll play in front of you to try and block it. They won't play behind you closer to the net. They'll play in front. So we had talked about trying to get the puck off. If you don't have a clean shot of net, back it off the end wall, and consequently we'll be tighter to the net because they're on the wrong side of us. And, you know, Malcolm was able to get the puck. And then Alex